Thank you for calling. May I help you?
Hello, this is Roy. I'm a tenant here at Cove.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a question about the... Do you know anything about the hatch underneath the apartment?
The what? I'm sorry?
Oh, well, I pulled up all my carpet and removed some floorboards in my apartment. And I found a hatch underneath that leads down into another room.
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know anything about it?
What do you mean a hatch?
Well, it was a metal hatch. I had to blow open the top part, and there's a ladder that goes down about 50 feet, and then there's a room down there. And I was wondering if I get to use this extra room, you know, like more square
feet. What apartment number are you?
Whoa, okay. I'm in 416.
Okay, at Cove.
Correct, yeah.
And you're saying that you put up the rug?
Yeah, I pulled up all the carpets because there was a lot of urine in them. But then I started pulling up floorboards, too.
Did you get permission to do that?
Well, I know you guys wouldn't want, you know, urine in your carpets.
All right, give me a minute, sir.
Okay.
Important to us. Please hold the line, and we will be right with you.
Thank you for holding. This is Cheryl.
Hey, Gerald.
It's Cheryl. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
You know, can I get a telephone number from you? There's a very, very bad echo, and I can't hear anything.
Oh, I think it's... I can't be called back at this number, and I'm in the hatch right now underneath the apartment building. So I think that's what the echo is.
Oh, okay. What's your apartment number? I'll send the maintenance person open.
Oh, well, I'm not in the apartment. I'm actually in the hatch underneath the apartment right now. I'm in 416, though.
Number 416. Okay.
Yep.
If you could please vacate the hatch so that you're only in your apartment, we would appreciate that.
Oh, well, it's going to take a while.
I have no idea how safe the area that you've crawled into is.
Oh, no, it's safe.
But you shouldn't be in anywhere but the space that's considered the apartment.
Well, this is in the apartment, technically. I mean, it's in the hallway.
Well, technically, you vacated the apartment and gone into a hatch. So if you could please go back into the apartment alone, I will send over maintenance right now.
Okay. Well, don't send them right now because it's going to take a while. It takes like 30 minutes to crawl up this hatch. It's 50 feet under the ground. That's like a tall building.
Sure. Should I call the police right now? I don't understand
why
you've crawled through a hatch.
Well, because it's in the hallway of my apartment. I pulled up the carpet and the floorboards, and there's a hatch underneath. And there's actually a man that lives down there. And I didn't know if he was...
Sure, I'm going to call the police right now. Thank you.
No, don't call the police, you idiot. Well, damn it. I need to at least give her more information to give the police. I want her to tell the police all about Desmond and the computer. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this the police department?
Yes, what's your emergency, ma'am?
Yes, hi, I need a police officer at... One.
Okay, just so you just ma'am, just so you know, this call's being recorded. That's what the beeping's about.
Okay.
All right. So, what's the emergency, ma'am? What's the problem?
I have a resident who claims that they go under the rug and they put a hatch and they're building a hoe.
Building a hoe.
Hi, this is Lorraine. I'm the assistant manager of Cove.
Oh, hello, Lorraine. That was Gerald?
Yep.
Gerald that I was talking to?
No, Mary Lou.
Oh, Mary Lou.
We have a restroom on his way down to the office right now. He claims that he pulled up his carpet and found a hatch in the floor.
Who's this? A resident?
A resident.
Okay.
He claims there's a hatch in the floor. He went through the hatch. There's an underground tunnel that went 50 feet underground.
Oh.
And when he got to the end of it, there are people living in it.
We've had this before.
Yeah.
There's people living underneath the apartment, and like transients or something?
No. It's obviously psychotic.
Psychotic?
There are no hatches. It's got to be. There's no hatches in the floor. There's no 50-foot tunnel under any apartment.
Well,
this is an apartment community.
Well, how do you know that, though? I mean, have you inspected every inch of the underneath the apartments?
A 50-foot tunnel under an apartment?
Well, you never know. I mean, crazier things have happened.
Well, when the coffin would have been put down, somebody would have been aware of it. I mean, okay. We have 336 units, and I've never had anybody say they went into a hatch in the foundation of the building, traveled through a 50-foot tunnel, and there are people living in there.
Ma'am, have you been drinking?
Sir, who is this the police department?
Yes, I'm with the police department, but this sounds crazy, and it sounds like you're making a prank call to 911.
No, sir, I'm telling you, we need assistance here. He just spoke with our property manager. He's on his way down here to the office, and we believe the man is either on medication, has not taken it, or is mentally unstable. So we would like a police officer here at the property in case there is an incident.
Okay, so
this is not a prank call.
So the man underneath the apartment in the hatch, is he armed?
I have no idea. We got a call from a resident telling us that he just pulled up the carpet in his apartment.
Ma'am,
there is a
ma'am,
hatch
you can
in the cement
you
floor.
You need to stop yelling at me. I'm the police, and I don't need to be yelled at. I mean, just calm your tits and just tell me the story. Just I mean, have you been drinking? Because this sounds crazy.
Sir, can I have your name?
This is Tackleberry, Officer Tackleberry.
Officer Tackleberry, I am not drinking. I am the assistant manager at Cove. I am not raising my voice. I have somebody sitting right here beside me.
You're raising your voice right now.
Sir, I am not hallucinating. We're asking for police assistance because we believe that one of our residents...
What you're going to get, you know what you're going to get? You're going to get a weekend in jail for prank calls. How would you like that?
Officer Tackleberry, can I speak with your superior, please? Because this is not a prank call, sir.
Yeah, let me get...
Is your line being recorded?
Oh, yeah, everything's being recorded.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
So, you know, we have this entire thing
I'm
recording.
I'm going to get a weekend in jail for a prank call.
And we can send this to your psychiatrist, ma'am, if that's the way you want to be.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah, it sounds like you're in a tunnel.
I put you on speaker, so now I have witnesses, sir.
Are you in
this
the hatch?
This is not a call.
Are you in this alleged hatch?
This is Cove Apartment Community, and we're asking for police assistance.
Okay. Are police assistance with your psychotic episode? Is that what you need?
Sorry. Is this the police? Did you dial 911?
No, I called city.
So
is this the police department that we're speaking to, sir?
Yes. I'm Officer Tackleberry.
We have a residence that we must enter, and we don't want to get
disgusting.
Stopped by some manic resident. So we would like some assistance, please.
You need assistance talking to a resident? Like, don't you know how to do that yourself?
Like, sir, would you like me to walk through that door and get shot and have my death be on your conscience?
Did he say he was going to shoot you? I think you're paranoid because of the drugs you've been taking.
Sir, we're working in an office right now. We are the management office.
Officer Tackleberry, put your superior on the phone, please.
Let me get Officer Hightower just a minute. Oh, he's in the bathroom. Look, just.
Is this 911?
No, it's not. Hey,
okay, hang up and call 911.
Hey, both of you, shut the fuck up. All right.
Snowplow show. Okay. Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Turnwinder? Okay.
Go, 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 shaw, go, 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 go.
Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy. Long shits on the toilet. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Lou.
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense. Sense.
My wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
Bitch, asshole. Fuck you. Fuck you, bitch.
No.
Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Heard, whiner?
Fucked in the ass.
Lou.
Ma'am.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am. Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug.
Who's a good boy?
Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy?
Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Third winder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit. Cactus, motherfucker.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show, episode 481. This one is sponsored by Neekish, and only Neekish. Just Neekish. Thanks, Neekish, for sponsoring today's episode and being a supporter over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Also, thank you to the new people who have signed up on the Patreon, such as Kyle D and Danielle S and Michael A. Michael A just signed up like 10 minutes ago. And I guess I owe an apology to somebody named Janelle. Janelle signed up and I pronounced the name wrong. I forget how I pronounced it, but it's Janelle. Thanks, Janelle, for signing up. I'm sorry I butchered your name, but you know how I am with words and stuff. I don't know how to pronounce anything. Today is July 11th, 2018, which means it's 7-Eleven Day. I hope if you live near a 7-Eleven, you went to 7-Eleven and got your free Slurpee. I know I didn't. I hate going to 7-Eleven on 7-Eleven Day. Fucking chaotic there. Bunch of annoying little kids running around. I always get in trouble because I tell them to shut the fuck up. They kick me out, and I have to find another 7-Eleven nearby. It always turns into a thing, so I just don't go to 7-Elevens on 7-Eleven. I have a bunch of announcements relating to Thursday, which is tomorrow. Announcement number one is the most important announcement, and that is that Madhouse is coming back on Thursday starting this week, starting tomorrow. Carlito stopped doing scheduled shows, I don't know why, like years ago, I guess. Maybe after PCN ended, but then didn't really end. But he used to always do Thursdays. That's always been the Madhouse thing, as he does Thursdays. And he's changing the time. It is now at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Kinda early. But that starts tomorrow, on Thursday, every Thursday from now on. Carlito claims he will be doing this every week, and that should be fun, instead of his just random shows whenever he wants to do them. Maybe I'll start doing my scheduled pre-shows, just like the good old days. You can listen to that at Mixlr.com/prankcallnation or go to MadhouseLive.com to learn more about what's happening with the Madhouse Live show. Announcement number two for Thursday. I am supposed to be doing a PLA show tomorrow. You know, one of the call-in shows, and Asterios is supposed to be on with me. I sent him a DM a few days ago. He hasn't responded yet. I know he's really busy right now with all that lawsuit stuff. In fact, I think he's in court today with it. So I hope he makes it. If he doesn't, I don't know if I'll still do it. But we had planned to do Thursday tomorrow from 2 p.m. until about 3 p.m. Pacific time. So that's 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. If it happens, I'll be doing it on Facebook, facebook.com/phonelosers. Hopefully it does. Asterios is fun to talk to. I'm sure I'll hear from him at some point today. And then also on Thursday, I am going to be on Cave Crew Radio again. I agreed to do this a few days ago, completely forgetting about Carlito coming back on the air. So that starts at 6 p.m., which kind of runs into the end of Carlito's show. Man, tomorrow's going to be really busy. So I guess I'll be listening to 2 hours of Carlito, and then I have to leave for the last hour of it. He usually does 3 hours. And I'll be leaving to do the Cave Crew Radio show at 6 p.m. And then later in the night on Thursday, Mr. Big says he might be going on the air again. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you guys about that one, but be watching Mr. Big's Facebook on Thursday night, and he might go on the air just doing another test thing. He's trying to get all his audio stuff worked out, but he did that the other night. It was a lot of fun. I hope he does it again tomorrow night. So, big day tomorrow, 4 different shows. It's very important that everybody listens to all of them. Cancel all your plans and just expect to be listening to shows all day. It's going to be great. I'll put the schedule up in the show notes on snowplowshow.com. Be sure to look at the show notes and hopefully you'll know where all the stuff is happening, all the times and all that stuff. Also, you know what I haven't mentioned in a while? The Calls of Mass Confusion videos, those are still happening all the time. Every Thursday and every Sunday, GAD releases a new Calls of Mass Confusion video over at youtube.com/comcpranks. And the most recent one is where we talk to this girl named Natalie, me and Dwight and Jag TV. And I actually get to play the Natalie song to her, like on video. And then the one before that one, the previous Thursday, was called The Bone Grinders. That one's got me, Carlito, Laugh Track Matt, and I think we were digging a secret lair inside of a mountain or something. and we were trying to get this guy to illegally grind up bones and dispose of them. Something like that. I forget exactly. A lot of good stuff happening over at youtube.com/comcpranks. And that's another thing you can add to your Thursday tomorrow. There will be another Calls of Mass Confusion video out tomorrow. Big day tomorrow.
Greetings, listener. I'm Mr. Biggs, and you've tuned in to the Snowplow Show on the Phone Losers of America Radio Network. Playing the best pranks of the 80s, 90s, and today.
You know what I haven't done in a while? I haven't gone through and just done single requests that are in the request folder in my email instead of like a giant list, just doing the single numbers. So I think I'm going to give that a try today. My email says I have 169 of these right now, so I'm running a little bit behind on the requests. Sorry, everyone. So here we go. I'm going to start with the most recent one. Here is one from someone named DZ. He says, okay, Arby, you fucking hobo. I know the show needs someone who's insane. Not sure if it's the dope or if it's just that he's a schizo. Take a look at his Facebook. This guy thinks he's been implanted with DOD communication devices in his ears and his brain, his nose, his eyes. He posts, yeah, let's mess with somebody who has mental issues. Okay, I'll call this guy. DZ says I should call from NASA, since I probably shouldn't be impersonating the Department of Defense. Could be a test call. Are all systems working? Okay. Here, I'm going to turn on the sound effect. I think I'll go with the Next Generation Star Trek today. That'll be less obvious than, you know, the original Star Trek, with all their weird sound effects they had. This one's more low-key.
Hello?
Hello, William?
I'm sorry, who?
Is this William?
No, sir, I'm sorry.
Oh, I must have got the wrong number. That's crazy. I was trying to call William.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I've been getting a lot of calls for Billy, and I've had this phone for about a year and a half now, so...
Oh, balls.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, I'm calling from the International Space Station up in space. I was trying to get a hold of William. We're going to be beaming microwaves at him.
Oh. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, you don't know how to get a hold of him? Because we needed to let him know that we're going to be beaming microwaves at him.
I really have no idea. I don't know who it is, so...
Huh. I don't know. You have his number. It seems like you'd know.
If I had his number, I wouldn't have gotten all the calls that I've gotten. I could have called him up and said, hey, look, there's a lot of people looking for you.
Yeah, that sounds
so,
like...
So, I don't know.
Sounds like something that somebody who stole his number would say.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, bye. That didn't work out.
Maybe he changed his number because he's so paranoid. That must be it. Next request is from Tommy. He says, I saw this weird note when walking down the street in Burbank. Not sure what the context is, but I liked the idea that they posted this. Hope you can call. And he sent a picture of a sign, a big sign on a gate that says, you have been trespassing, so your things have been removed. To retrieve your things, call. And then there's a phone number.
Investment Group.
Hey there. I was at your place there a little bit ago, and I saw that you put a sign up for me about my things. You guys have my things?
I don't know what that means.
Well, there's a sign out on the gate. It says you've been trespassing, so your things have been removed.
Oh, you're in Burbank?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you?
Okay.
Where are
well,
you?
Well, our main office is not in Burbank, so
oh.
I didn't know if you were talking about a different location, or I didn't know which location you were talking
oh.
about. Okay, let me do this. Let me take your phone number, because I have to have somebody come out. If you're trying to get your things back, I have to have somebody come out
okay.
and meet you.
They didn't take all the money, did they?
I don't know if there was any money. They saw books and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, there was books, but then there was like there was about $200,000 in cash.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely need to get that.
That probably didn't happen.
Oh, no, it did. It definitely did.
Well, anybody who would leave $200,000 in cash outside in front of an open space would be not so smart to do so.
Well, it was in a brown paper bag. I'm not an idiot.
Well, we didn't see $200,000.
Nobody's going to take a brown paper bag, you know, sitting on some books.
Well, people will look into stuff. I mean, if they see a lot of stuff, they will.
Oh,
but we didn't see $200,000. We moved some books and
I bet you took it. Like, probably
okay.
You personally. You probably took my $200,000.
Okay.
Paid off your mortgage.
All right. Well, what was your name again?
My name is Roy.
Roy.
Come on, man. I saved up that money. I worked
Roy,
for years.
What was your phone number?
Why can't you just give me my money back?
Roy, what was your phone number?
It's on your caller ID. It's the
818-420-6969. And what's your last name, Roy?
Zurbel.
Please spell that for me.
Sure. G-H-A-R-B-Z-L.
B, V as in Victor, L?
Z. Z like zebra shark.
Oh, zebra. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will have somebody call you back and let you know when we can allow you to get your books.
Well, my books and my money.
Well, we don't have your money, so you'll have to try that with somebody else.
What do you mean try that? No, I left my money there. It's in a brown paper bag. You're not going to give that back?
I don't know anything about money.
Why even give the books back if you're not going to give my $200,000
in
cash?
I'm not going to play that game with you,
what
but
game?
I will definitely open. We will allow you to get your books and
you're
things back that
ma'am.
You left.
You're a thief and a liar.
Okay. Thank you, Roy.
My money.
Have a great day.
Give me
have
my money. It was nice that she just told me what the things were without verifying anything. I could go over there and just pick up some, you know, get some free books if I wanted to. And the sign's from 8 days ago that he took the picture. So I guess the person that was trespassing hasn't called to get their stuff back yet. Here's a request from some random person. That's the name they gave. And they want me to call one trailer park from the other trailer park. And he says, "Hey Brad, so I got some, so change. Your caller ID to the 2 number and call the first number." It says first number. "Then say to them, we're going to run you our of business and they're both trailer parks. Thank and also say your trailer suck and whatever." All right, I'm going to do that. He gave me 2 numbers, 2 different trailer parks, and he gave me the names of the trailer parks.
Good afternoon, Village. This is Linda.
Hey, Linda. This is James from the trailer park.
Yes, uh-huh.
Hey, do you guys think you could stop stealing all of our business ideas?
Uh-oh.
Well,
what did we do?
It's not funny, but, you know, it's just like... Everything we do, you know, we put up ads, and you put up, like, the same ads about looking for...
We just run our own ads the way we see it. We don't even look at anybody else's.
Oh, I don't know, because it seems like you're just copying our ads word for word.
That's funny, because I was looking at one on there that said something about, no, the grass may be greener on the other side, and we've had that saying forever.
Yeah, but you stole that from us.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't actually do the ads.
Well, somebody there does.
But I can give you my regional director's number, and you can certainly talk to her.
Well, it doesn't seem like you're taking this very seriously. It's like, you know, you're just copying everything we do, and like, you know, we're the superior trailer park, and you're trying to just, you know, imitate us and try and be as successful as we are.
Oh, absolutely, we are. But you apparently haven't been over to our park.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
You might want to come look at.
Why?
Well, because we're a 5-star park, and I'm going to object to you saying that we are anywhere near what you are.
Oh, we're a 5-star park too. Like we're
okay,
better than you.
Well,
like our place looks better than yours. You think?
Well,
you think I want to come over to your?
That's good for you.
You think I want to come over to your shitty park?
For what you feel and everything, that's fine. But we do have a great park, and I won't make any exceptions, and we'll run the ads that we need to run.
I wouldn't say it's a great park. I mean, like it can't be that great if you have to copy everything we do.
Well, that's like, your opinion.
Try and steal it.
And I'm not here to argue with you because I do have a customer.
Yeah, but no, you've been like poaching our residents and stuff. Like they say,
I haven't taken anybody from you.
Uh huh. Yeah, they say you've been trying though. You've been calling them up and trying to get them to move over to your park.
I don't have time to call anybody up.
Oh, well, sounds like you have time.
I don't
time.
Know what
like,
you're talking
you have
about.
Time
I know you might be the new owner.
You have time to copy our ads.
Are you the new owner?
I've been the owner for a long time. Seems like you know a lot about who the owners and stuff are.
Well, I know that it was sold recently, not too long ago.
Well, why don't you stay out of our business and like, mind your own business and, you know, try and find success doing your own thing. Hello? She hung up. I think he gave me the numbers backwards because I thought I was calling the first one, but I was calling the second one or something like that. I don't know. Now I'm kind of curious. I want to, like, you know, go to Google Street View and see which one is the nicer park. But let's call the other one now, see if they pick up.
This is Natasha.
Hey, Natasha, it's Roy from Village Trailer Park.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. That's good to hear. Hey, our residents, they say you got your trailer park keeps putting flyers on their doors trying to get them to move to Wood.
And not that I'm aware of.
You know, that's not too cool, you know, trying to poach all of our residents.
They're pretty nobody that works for me will do that. No. I would never send anybody over there to do that. They don't have flyers.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got a whole stack of them here. Like every couple of weeks, someone from your place there always comes out and puts them on all the doors of all the residents.
That is crazy. I've never even heard that before.
Look, I'm gonna read the flyer right here. It's like, are you tired of living in a shitty trailer park? Come to Park. Our trailer park's not shitty, like the trailer park you live in is, and that's just not cool.
We would never do that.
But that's what the flyers say. Why would someone else do this? That's not you.
I've never even heard this before. Nobody that works for me would ever do that.
That sounds like somebody who would do something like that would say.
No, we do not.
And like two of my residents actually have moved out and said they're going to go, you know, move to a better place. And I think it's...
What is your name and your number?
This is Roy Gerbel.
How do you spell your last name, Roy?
G-H-Z.
Okay.
It's Latin. It's pronounced
Gerbel. And what is your number?
8193. And I have your number because it's on all these flyers that you keep putting on everyone's doors.
Can you bring those over to me so I can see them in person?
No. Just look in your copy machine where you've been copying these. And
okay, we never did that. You can't give me proof, so please don't call again.
Well, no. Like, just stop doing it. You know, like that's
we're not doing anything.
That's all I ask.
We're not doing anything.
Like you guys keep sneaking over in the dead of the night and putting these on people's doors. So we do not. So we don't catch you.
Okay. I'm not doing this. Please do not do that. And I
don't do what? I'm not doing anything. It's you guys. You guys are doing the flyer thing.
We're not.
Somebody there is. Like, who else would do it? Doesn't make sense.
No, would never do that. That
okay. Well,
doesn't even sound like a flyer that someone would make.
I know. That's what I was thinking. Who would do this? It's very obscene and uses curse
words.
Nobody
over here. I can promise you that. Nobody here will do that. So you have a great day, Roy.
No, you have a great day. I won't have a great day. I refuse. Don't tell me what to do. I don't know who she thinks she is telling me to have a great day. So there you go. Some random person. Hope I did okay on that one. All right, next is from Empire Textbooks. Hey, Roy, I am at the mall and was able to snap a few photos of customer information for piercings at Claire's. Isn't Claire's going out of business? I think I read that somewhere recently. At that store, they give free piercings with the purchase of earrings. So I guess these customers bought a set of earrings and got their ears pierced. I'm thinking you should call them up and say that you accidentally gave them an earring that's more expensive, and you need them to come back to the store to pay the remaining balance. You should tell them that you'd hate to have to send them to collections over such a small amount. Yeah, I'll say it was like $1.99 extra. We want that $1.99, goddammit. And he sent me a couple of pictures of, you know, the form that they have you fill out when you get your ears pierced. And I guess the first person is a male. His name is George. This is hard to read because the form's upside down. I don't see a way in this app to spin it around. Darn it. Whatever, though. I'll just turn my laptop upside down.
Hello?
Hello, George?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from Claire's. You were in here recently and got your ear pierced?
Yes.
And do you still have the earring that you purchased from us?
I still do, yes.
Okay. It turns out we undercharged you for that earring. It was actually $1.99 extra.
Okay.
So, we called a collection agency, and they'll be in contact with you to collect on that additional $1.99.
So I just, what's that?
So what's gonna happen?
Oh, it's just a collection agency. They're gonna like try and garnish your paychecks to get that $1.99 back.
Okay.
Sorry about that. It was an honest mistake. The girl that pierced your ears, Chrissy. She just forgot to charge you for that extra $1.99.
Okay. All right.
Oops.
All right.
Also, it looks like you know, we injected you also with the tracking chip, and I'm looking on the computer here, and it looks like it hasn't been tracking properly since Sunday night. Were you able to disable the tracking chip or something?
The tracking chip?
Yeah, when we do the ear piercing, did you read the contract that you signed?
No.
Oh, yeah, we also inject you with a tracking chip. I'm sorry, you cut out. What was that? Hello? George doesn't care. He just hangs up on me. This next one, it looks kind of hard to read. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this one. Date of birth. Oh, wait a minute. This is like a 6-month-old girl. Date of birth 2017. I don't want to say I put a tracking chip in a 6-month-old. That seems like a bad idea. And actually, I can't read this number anyway. I'd be guessing at the numbers because it's just a weird angle on the photo. I completely blame Empire textbooks for that. Here, let's just try George back.
Lo siento, pero la persona la que llamó tiene...
I've called him a few times. He won't pick up now. I wanted to tell him to stick his head in a microwave to reactivate the chip. How are we going to track him if the chip's been deactivated? This is a breach of the contract he signed. Thanks, Empire textbooks. It's too bad George didn't give a shit. Okay, request from Agsug. He says, here's a trailer park. Streets are named after characters on that old show Dallas where some guy named JR getting shot was a big deal when everyone watched TV when the networks told you to. I'm old, so I remember that. Good old...
Thank you for calling Home Sales. This is Arlene. How may I help you?
Hey, Arlene. I'm a resident here at the trailer park, at the mobile home community, whatever.
Yes.
And I just have a question.
Okay.
I've been... We've dug a basement underneath our trailer.
You have a basement underneath your trailer?
Yeah, we've dug a basement. I dug, you know, like pretty much a big hole underneath the trailer that's the same size of the trailer. And the city inspector says I just need to get your permission to go down one more level with it. Because I want to dig a sub-basement, like a basement under the basement.
Okay. That has to be approved through Melissa.
Okay.
And she's not here. She will not be back until Friday.
Oh, darn. Do you have her number? I could just call her up.
Oh, no, honey. She is not reachable at this time.
Oh, what's she doing? Where's she at?
I'm sorry. I am not able to give out that information.
Oh, wow. Geez. Okay. Sorry.
So, what is the house number?
I'm just here. I'm in this community, the 121.
121?
Yep. But it doesn't matter. Like, I can just call back on Monday. It's just the city inspector said I had to get permission to dig down one more level. I don't know why.
Okay, and are you doing this work for somebody?
Oh, no, I live here. I just, underneath my trailer, I needed more space. You know, the trailer wasn't big enough. So I dug a basement.
121, I know that you personally are not living in that home.
Oh, no, I'm just a roommate. That's the reason there's not enough room, because, you know, I was sleeping on the couch.
I need to have the house number where you're talking about.
121.
It is not 121, sir.
Why do you say that?
Because I know for a fact.
You don't know shit, lady. I'm just...
Excuse me, sir?
I said you don't know shit, because you're saying I don't live here, and I do. I've been sleeping on the couch. I have roommates here.
And what did you say I don't know?
That you don't know where I live. I just needed... The city inspector said I needed your permission. Can you just give me permission over the phone?
No. What's your name, sir?
Oh, who's that? That's weird. Like, someone else just started talking on our conversation.
I'm the OC. I run the front office. So what's your name, sir?
This is Roy.
We dug a basement underneath our trailer, and I just needed to find out if I could dig. We want to do just one more level down.
No, this is a manufactured housing community, and we do not put our homes on basements. They are on runners.
I know, but we dug a basement underneath. Like, we dug a hole down into the floor and dug out, like, you know, just kind of shoveled out all the dirt and put up walls.
I think you're talking to the wrong people.
Well, I think you're being kind of a bitch. I'm just trying to explain my problem.
Well, why don't you tell me what street this house is on?
Oh, why don't you just shut the fuck up, lady? I don't even know who you are. I was talking to the other person.
My name's Carla.
Oh, hey, Carla.
So, what street is your home on?
Why do you need to know that?
Because I'm the system manager.
Oh, I'm on Ray Krebs.
Well, 121 is not on Ray Krebs.
I never said 121. She's putting words in my mouth, whoever that lady was.
Okay, so what is your house number?
Well, it doesn't even matter now because you guys don't even have decision-making powers there. I have to talk to someone named Melissa.
Yes, I sure do. I have the resources to get a hold of somebody that can make a decision.
What, like a cell phone?
Like what?
Nothing. I don't know. It just sounds like you're bragging there.
I'm bragging?
Not just the way you said it. You sounded like you're trying to act really important.
Just tell me which home.
Okay, fine. I'm on 289.
289 Ray Krebs.
Yep. And okay. We didn't even dig a basement underneath the entire thing, just half of it.
You don't. There is no basement under 289.
No, there didn't. There wasn't originally, but we dug a basement underneath it so we'd have more room because I need my own bedroom.
No.
But we're having...
You cannot dig a basement underneath these homes. They have to be permitted by the city, and we don't do this in this community. They're on piers or runners, and that's it.
That's why I'm calling, because we already dug the basement. It's there, but I want to
I doubt it. I'm going to get on the golf cart and go up there. Actually, I'm going to go call 289.
I want to have plumbing, though. That's the thing. The inspector needs to check this out before I install plumbing, because we're going to put a bathroom down here.
There is no basement underneath 289.
Yes, there is. We dug a basement underneath it. There's a door.
Okay, well, I'll come up there and talk to Carl.
No, I don't give you permission to talk to Carl.
Well, you know what? He's a leaseholder and you're not. So.
I know, but I live here too, so it doesn't matter. And I don't have to follow the rules since I don't have a lease.
You're not on the lease, so I can't talk to you about anything, but I will get
I don't
want
to talk
Carl
to you.
And
I don't even know who you are. Like, I was talking to the other lady. I want to talk to Melissa. She's the real... She wears the pants around there. Like, I just... You know, we just...
Whatever, sir. This conversation's over. Thank you.
Why are we still talking? I don't think I know who Ray Krebs is in the J.R. Ewing, whatever, Dallas world. I never actually watched Dallas. It seemed like a really boring show when I was a kid. Miss Ellie Circle. Ewing Way. Hey, Ewing Way. I know that's J.R.'s last name. Jock Lane, Pamela Avenue. Who named these? That's weird. Sue Ellen Avenue. But yeah, I was looking on Google Maps to try and get a street name that I could tell them. Bobby Avenue, Jenna Avenue. This is a really large trailer park. All right, he's given me some other phone numbers. It's a high-rise apartment in St. Louis, near the Arch.
It's a wonderful day. Now, this is Brendan. How can I help you?
Hi there. I'm a tenant here at house.
Yes, what can I do for you?
I just needed to find out, is there any way I could come down there and maybe get a little bit of spackle?
Spackle?
Yeah, or, you know, joint compound, just something to repair the walls if I happen to knock one of the walls out.
Give me 2 seconds.
Okay.
What apartment are you in?
1001.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
House Apartments. Your call is appreciated, and we'll be back to help you in just a moment. The only thing we overlook is the city. Be sure to ask for more information as soon as we return.
This is Brittany. How can I help you?
Hello, Brittany. I'm I just needed to find out if you might have any spackle I could use.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
This is Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
You live in apartment 1001?
Yep, that's me. I live with the Scots.
Oh, there's only one person on the lease,
mm-hmm.
and if you aren't on the lease, we can't take a work order for you. She'd have to call down.
Oh, I don't need a work order. I was just wondering if I could borrow like a little container of spackle, because I was knocking down one of the walls.
You're knocking down a wall?
Yep.
In an apartment that she rents?
Yeah, well, I rent it too. I pay rent to her.
See, but that's considered subleasing, so now you're letting the leasing office know that she's violating her lease.
Well, no, she's not violating the lease. I'm just knocking out a wall, that's all.
Yeah, we don't knock down walls.
I know, that's why I'm doing it.
I know, but she's not allowed to knock down walls or modify apartments like that.
Well, it's just that, you know, we just needed a better view of the entire, you know, we wanted to open it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's still the problem. That's renovations, and you don't do that on a rental.
Well, you don't have to worry about it. You know, we're doing all the work ourselves.
I know, but that's a big problem.
Why is it a problem?
You know,
well, I'll put it back when we move out.
See, the fact that you're telling me that you live there is already a problem.
Oh, well, you're just...
Because no one should be in our building who's not on our lease. That's why we have key fobs and everything else.
You're just being nosy, you know, like...
No, you're calling letting me know. Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, no, wait. I just, like, okay, fine. I don't need the spackle. Never mind. I'll go to Home Depot.
Okay, but now I got to call Darlene. Thank you very much.
You got to call, why? Why do you have to call Darlene?
Because you're telling me that you're living in an apartment with a Scots, and there's no Scots. There's a Scot. And
Oh, no, there's four of us here.
Yeah, that's even more of a problem.
No, I just sleep on the couch, that's all. It's not like I have my own room.
Yeah, but that's still... Now that's like a boarding house.
No, it's not a boarding house. Like, you're making it,
talk, the worse it sounds.
You're making it sound bad. Like, you're just, like,
but
making
I'm a property manager. I'm supposed to make it sound bad when I have someone who's not on the lease.
You're just...
calling me, asking questions, and then you're telling me you're knocking down walls and so on and so on and so on and so on.
You're just making up things in your head.
Oh, no, I'm taking what you're saying, but I do appreciate the you telling me it's four people in the apartment in addition to the occupants
I'm just knocking down the wall so I can see the arch from my bed.
Nope, that's not okay either.
What? Like, no, it's the whole...
You say you sleep on a couch, so what bed?
Well, my couch bed. Cause it's
your
like,
couch
it's,
bed.
Yeah, because I keep it in the hallway because it doesn't fit in the living room because of the other people. So I wanted to knock down the wall, and then I can have a view of the window and the arch from where I'm
at. What apartment do you stay in now?
I'm asleep.
What apartment are you living in
1001 with Darlene and the other Scots.
Okay. What's your name?
My name's Roy. I already told you that.
Okay, Roy. All right, thank you, Roy. If you have any other questions, give us a call back.
Oh, well,
thank
no,
you.
I do have other questions.
Okay, let's go. What you got?
All right. I was trying to install a bidet in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's leaking?
Yep.
Like every time we try to use it, it shoots up water into the air?
Mm-hmm.
Is that supposed to happen?
When you are installing something in an apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Like a bidet? Yeah, that would happen when you are not a licensed contractor.
Oh,
you're
no,
a licensed contractor?
I know how to do plumbing. It's just when we try to use it, it shoots water up into the air.
Yeah. And here's the question. What am I to do with that information?
I don't know. I just was asking advice, you know? You're being kind of a bitch about the whole thing.
Oh. Now the phone call's going to end. You have a great day.
No, I'm just... come on. No reason to hang up on me. To ask him for help. He sent me a couple of other apartments. He didn't give me names of apartments or anything. Just phone numbers and nothing else. So I have to look these up. What a big pain in the ass. What the hell? Person who submitted these, Mr. Agsig.
You're sorry. An application error has occurred.
What?
Goodbye.
What? Oh. Oh, my gosh.
This call may be monitored or recorded. After this call, we'd like
What's
to follow
happening?
Up with you by text message. This helps us respond more quickly. To agree, press 1. If not, press 2.
Okay, I agree.
Thank you. We are connecting your call now.
After the call, please follow the link in the text we sent you.
What's happening? This is freaking me out.
You have reached the Ridge at Chestnut. We are not available at...
All right, whatever. Let's try one more time. See what happens.
This call may be monitored or recorded.
Oh, didn't do the application error that time. All right, let's end today's show with these classified ads from Reggie that were sent back in May. Like this first one, the guy is just looking for tadpoles, willing to pay 20 cents each. What's he want tadpoles for? That's weird.
Hello.
Hello. I was calling about those tadpoles that you're wanting on Craigslist.
Yes.
Did you ever get anyone to give you tadpoles?
No, everybody I found was out of my area.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I've got tadpoles here. It's just that they're synthetic.
Synthetic? They're not real?
Well, no, they're real. Like, they're just like any other tadpole. I just copied the genetic code.
So, how big are they?
You know, they're little tadpole things. None of them have legs or anything.
How big or round are they? I'm using them for fishing bait.
Oh, fishing bait. I see. I was wondering what you needed those for. I don't know if they taste as good.
If they're not, you know, at least as big as, you know, a nickel, if they're little babies, I have no use for babies. I need something I can put on a hook.
Oh, no, these are much bigger. These are, like, each one's about the size of a puppy.
A puppy?
Yeah, they're genetically modified tadpoles. I mean, they're synthetic. You know, I created them from scratch. I have one of those home genetics labs. And I'm making tadpoles that are bigger than puppies.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I would think this would work then, you know. As long as your fishing pole can hold it. Like, each one's about 11 pounds.
Yeah, that's real funny.
What do you mean it's funny? It's not funny. It's like serious science stuff.
11-pound tadpole? That's crazy.
It's not crazy. It's completely normal. It's synthetic.
That's not what I'm looking for.
Okay, well, you don't have to be a dick about it.
No, I'm not. I thought you were being smart to me and doing a prank call.
No, it's not a prank call.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't see what you're saying. I was going to give you...
I've never heard of 11-pound tadpoles.
Well, now you have, and you don't have to be such a dick about it.
I'm not trying to be. I'm sorry. I thought you were doing a prank call.
No,
it's... Because nobody's... I've never seen... You know, the biggest I ever seen was, you know, maybe a little smaller than a golf ball was the biggest I've ever seen.
Really? That's... Yeah, it's kind of small. No, compared to mine, you know, my synthetic tadpoles. I can do them in, like, any color you want.
You can do them what?
I can do them in any color you want. Like, any color. Like pink, red, blue.
Really?
Yep. Can do anything I want to.
They're alive.
Huh? Yeah, they're alive. But they're, you know, they're synthetic. They can't reproduce yet.
Right.
But, you know, who wants that anyway?
Yeah. All right. Thank you for your time.
Well, what? You don't want these?
No, they're too big.
Why is it too big? That just means you'll catch more fish. You can slice them up and put slices of them on a hook.
If you slice it up, it's not going to be alive.
Yeah, they'll stay alive when you slice them up. They're synthetic.
Not interested. Thank you for your time.
Okay, well, you're being kind of an idiot. I didn't know what to do with that one. Here's a trampoline. Says this will help get your son off the roof. Are you the one that made that suggestion, Reggie? Because I tried to do that. I tried to do an entire show of using a trampoline to get my son off the roof. I also said I needed a trampoline to change a light bulb because I have vaulted ceilings in my living room. So I was going to use a trampoline to just kind of like jump up and unscrew it a little bit at a time. But none of them would work out. Let's see if this one will. It probably won't.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your trampoline.
You know, my wife's dealing with that.
Oh.
And she's not here right now, but she ought to be back. If you can call, like, about 4:45.
Yeah, I could do that. Hey, do you know if it's big enough to, like, bounce up on top of a roof?
I don't think it's that. It's a round circular one. It's more for personal training, and you know, it's not like a one that's going to get you launched way high up in the in the sky.
Yeah, because we were, like my son, he's trapped up on the roof, and we don't have a ladder or anything. We're going to try and get him down with the trampoline.
Uh-oh. No, I'd be careful, but no, this one wouldn't do that.
Do you think I could, like, if I could coax him to jump, would he be able to jump down safely if he landed on the trampoline?
No.
Because he's afraid of heights.
I wouldn't do that. I'd try and find a ladder and go up there and get him, you know,
yourself. We don't have a ladder. Like, our homeowners association doesn't let us have ladders. So we're going to do we're just looking for a loophole because he's been up on the roof for days.
Well, I'm sorry about that, but
yeah,
I can't help you, okay?
Well, how big around is it?
Oh, it's probably about 3 feet, maybe 4 feet.
4 feet. Oh, he could land on that, probably.
It's not a big target, so.
But how high have you been able to bounce on it?
Probably a foot or two.
Okay.
If you got a son that's up on the roof, you need to either call the fire department or get some professional.
No.
But I'm just not in a position to give you any advice about that. All right? And I appreciate it.
It's just that I have two strikes with the fire department. He does not care about my son being trapped on the roof.
You have reached 384.
He won't pick up. I want to ask him about changing a light bulb, too. He hung up before I could ask about that. I swear, Reggie, I called, like, I don't know, a good 20 or 30 trampoline people on Craigslist trying to buy a trampoline to get my son off the roof or to change a light bulb, and just, I don't know, nobody cared. Anyway, that's the last one I can get to answer, so I guess it's time for voicemails.
Hey, Brad, it's Effin' Reality.
Hey.
Just got done listening to episode 117. That's Hobosode 117, by the way.
I see. Yeah, it's not an episode. What the hell? It's a Hobosode.
Fuck, dude. That call where you're the Satanist calling the nice Christian man, dude, one of your best ever.
Aww.
Everyone needs to listen.
Thanks.
The only way you can listen
Thanks.
Is to sign up on Patreon. Have a great day, Brad.
That's right, everyone. Patreon.com/phone losers. Effin' Reality seems to think that every call I've done before this has sucked, and this is my best call ever, and you're missing out by not being a Patreon supporter. Holy shit, you guys, there's only two voicemails today. What the hell? Not a lot of people calling the voicemail this week.
Hey, Brad, this is Todd K. You obviously know your Jerky Boys really well. I mean, of course, there's always this Jim Brown, but just the other day I heard you say, Barbara! That was hilarious, so
yeah.
I think it would be great if you...
I always do that for Barbara. Anytime there's a Barbara, it has to be like that.
Some more of those Jerky Boy one-liners in your shows, that would just be awesome. I used to listen to the Jerky Boys all day, every day at work about 10 years ago, so...
Me too.
I know a lot of that stuff.
I love you.
Bye. And I want to have your babies.
Okay. That's weird. Thanks for making it weird, Todd K. I appreciate it. So I guess I did a show. Did I do a show on Monday? Yeah, that's what I did. I did a show on Monday. That must be why there's so few voicemails. I'm hoping to do one more show this week to make up for only doing one show last week. I don't know if I'll succeed at that, considering how busy Thursday is going to be. So if I do another one, because I still haven't done a Hobosode this week. Well, I mean, I did one on Sunday. I don't know if that counts as this week or last week. I guess we'll find out. But, you know, if you want to leave a voicemail on the PLA voicemail, now is a good time because there are no voicemails in here. The phone number is 814-422-5309. Leave a voicemail and it is virtually guaranteed to get played on the next show. Remember when I used to be like a month behind all the time on voicemails? I've really gotten my shit together, haven't I? You know, as long as there's not a lot of voicemails to play, I may as well play someone else's prank call. Because I received one this week from Brown Magic, and I only listened to the very beginning of it. It seemed somewhat amusing. I kind of want to see how it ends. So here's a call that he made to a carnival shoe store. Or no, it was to a customer of a carnival. Wait, was it? No, it's just to the shoe store.
Thank you for calling Shoe Carnival. This is Jordan. How can I help you?
Hi, is there a manager I could speak to?
Yeah, hang on 1 second.
This is Richard. May I help you?
Well, before I start, I just want you to know that it was a complete accident what happened.
Okay.
It's always a good way to start a call.
I was in there earlier, and I was trying shoes on, and I got a really important phone call. And I had to leave suddenly, but I had the shoes I was trying on my feet when I ran out, and I left my old ones in the store. And I don't want to get in trouble because I didn't mean to steal them.
Okay. You can come in.
Awkward
do
silence.
You know what you were had? What you had on?
Well, I had a pair of Nike Air Jordans.
Okay, let me see if I can see if anybody put those up here and stuff. Hold on a moment.
Okay.
So I like this premise. I like where it's going.
Sir, what shoe did you try on?
I can't see the model on here, though. It's an ASICS, though, like a running shoe.
Okay, is it? It's an ASICS running shoe. What kind of running shoe? It should say on the side of it, like gel contend or...
I just see gel on there.
What size is it, sir?
It is a 12.
A 12? Okay. Hold on. He's going to check and see if he can find the box. What color is it?
It's blue and like a yellowish green color.
Blue and yellowish green. Okay. Hold on. Let me see if I can help him find it.
All right.
We still can't find it. Can you happen to see the name on the actual ASIC at all?
I'm not wearing it at the moment. I don't really want to go out to my car. But right. What do you want me to do with them, though? Because I don't want to come back. I don't want to get in trouble.
Right, and you won't get in trouble if you'll bring them back. If we can just find your shoes, that's the thing. Is we're trying to find your shoes.
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't mean I was going to bring them back. I just wanted to get my shoes back because they're more expensive than these ones.
Right. But we have to have our shoes back.
Oh, well, you just write that off. The cost of doing business.
That's right. Learn how to do business.
Did you pay for the shoes, sir?
Well, no, but I didn't mean to take them. But, you know, what's done is done.
If you'll bring the shoes back, there won't be any issues at all. Otherwise, right now, you're stealing our shoes.
Yeah, but it was an accident.
Yeah, honest mistake.
It's not really stealing.
If you'll bring them back,
what's wrong with that?
There won't be any issues at all.
What about my shoes, though?
Right, I need to find your shoes. So if you'll tell me what I'm looking for, I can look a little bit easier.
Brown Magic needs to call the cops on them for trying to steal his shoes.
They're Jordans. They're red.
Right. I need what
shoes. Bunch of thieves at the shoe carnival.
Because what we're guessing is that you put them in the wrong box, right?
I must have.
We think that you put your shoes in the ASICS box.
Okay. That makes sense.
So if you can help us find what box we're looking for, that would make it a lot easier.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't really care about the box. I just want my shoes back.
Right.
I was going to throw the box out anyway.
We need to know what box we're looking for.
Okay. You're going to look for the ASICS box. It was right there.
Right.
If you go down the aisle, it's right there in the middle, kind of. A little towards the left of the center of the aisle with the ASICS.
All right. Hang on 1 second.
Hurry up.
Probably sold them to a customer.
Sir, we
Jordan.
Can't find your shoes anywhere. We also just called and they said that they can't find them.
Well, right, that's...
Not entirely.
That's what I wanted to tell you guys. My friend who was with me, it turned out that he grabbed my old shoes, so I'm sorry to have wasted your time. They're not there after
now
all.
Now you have a stolen pair of shoes.
Well, no, I didn't steal them.
Did you pay for them?
No, but, I mean, they're obviously worn. I'm not going to pay for... Use shoes.
Well, that's really awesome, sir. You've just stolen a pair of shoes.
Oh, I didn't steal them. Come
on. Butt hurt.
Can anybody really own shoes?
Sir, yeah. We have people walk out of here with shoes all the time. We're going to have to write a report now and turn that into corporate to say that shoes were stolen.
This poor guy.
No, they weren't. Just tell them what happened. I'm sure they'll understand.
They actually won't because it's stealing.
Well... We're going to have to agree to disagree on that.
Well, it could seriously be solved if you would just bring the shoes back in. We would let you set them down and walk out. There would be no issues.
I know, but I'm afraid it's going to be like a police sting operation. and they're going to arrest me as soon as I get back to my car.
It's a legitimate concern,
we're
I think.
We're not that creative, sir. We just want our shoes
Yeah,
back
but he just gave me the idea, so now you probably will do it.
Well, what if I what if I want to keep them? Can I come in and just pay for them?
You could certainly do that if you'll bring the box and shoes in.
Okay, now can I get a discount since they're a little jacked up?
No.
Well, that hardly seems fair.
Well, sir, it hardly seems fair that you're walking out with a pair of shoes and trying to keep them for free.
It's an accident.
It's the fact that we're losing money.
Do you think you could get another pair of them in red?
You can trade them, right?
Sorry?
Could you get another pair of these in red? Size 12?
If you'll bring your shoes back, we'd love to work with you. Right now, you've stolen shoes from us, though. We won't work with you until you return the shoes that you've stolen.
Well, I don't mean like for me to buy them. Just put some up there so I can come look at them.
When you bring your shoes in, sir, we will be more than happy to help you.
No, I'm not going to trade any in. I just wanted to take a look at these in different colors.
Right. If you will bring the shoes that you haven't paid for, that are our shoes right now, we'll be more than happy to help you in any way that we can.
Okay.
Sounds like a trick.
Can I ask an unrelated question?
It's a trick. Don't do it.
Sure.
Don't fall for it.
Like 2 days ago, I was in there and I bought a pair of shoes and I forgot to grab my receipt. Is there any way I could get a copy of that?
There isn't. Mm-mm.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I don't know. I really like these shoes, though.
Keep them.
Maybe if I gave you like $30, maybe would that cover it? Because they are used.
Right. I understand that you've worn them. The fact that you can't get past is you have stolen them. You've walked out and you have stolen them for $0.
It was an honest mistake, though.
Right. And we understand that. That's why I'm willing to work with you. If you'll bring them in, nobody here is going to call the police. You're not going to have any police in here whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
If you'll bring them in and even just pay for
it,
we'll let you walk out and everything is fine, like nothing at all happened.
Or you
However,
just keep them.
Right now,
nothing will
especially
happen.
With ASICs, we're losing at least $70.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Do you have a pair in red that you could set out there that maybe
What's
I could
look
care?
At? It doesn't come out of his pocket, right?
What shoe are you looking for?
I don't know. Anything nice in red, size 12.
We have a lot of shoes in red, sir.
Okay. Well, I'll be in later. I'll check some out. See if something fits.
Wink, wink.
Sounds
but
great.
Anyway, I got to run. Thanks for your time. And I look forward to trying on some more shoes.
And that's the end. That was pretty funny. That guy sounded so frustrated at the whole thing. And what's awesome is I guess Brown Magic knows these people or something, because he sent me a text message exchange between him and some guy, or maybe it's between him and somebody he knows and somebody shared. Anyway, this guy is saying, "Don't fuck with me. Did you tell Brown Magic to prank call the store?" But has Brown Magic's real name. And then the response is, "Dude, you're nuts. What are you talking about?" And then the guy says, "Some dude called the store saying he accidentally, with quotation marks, walked out with our shoes and left his here. Then he said his friend grabbed it, but that he was going to come try more shoes on, but he never came. We called Diana, who thinks it's a prank, and I can see you giving Brown Magic the store's number and him doing it for his comedy shit. I swear to fucking Jesus Christ himself, if you told him to do this, I will fucking kill both of you." It kind of sounds like that's maybe the guy he talked to on the phone. Here, I'm going to replay the beginning.
"Thank you for calling Shoe Carnival. This is Jordan. How can I help you?"
Yep, that was Jordan. That was the same name. But I don't know if he's the same guy that talked throughout the entire thing. Seems like the phone changed hands, but maybe it didn't. I don't know. That's pretty funny, though, that somebody suspects Brown Magic of being the one. Good job, Brown Magic. Okay, I think that's the end of today's show. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope it didn't completely suck. Remember, all of the craziness happening tomorrow on Thursday. Madhouse, PLA Show, Cave Crew Radio, Calls of Mass Confusion, Mr. Biggs, and I think JAG TV streams on Thursdays too, doesn't he? There's a lot of stuff to listen to and watch on Thursday. You guys are going to be busy. Look at the show notes, snowplowshow.com, to find out all the times and links and everything.
"I walk up to your home, attach your TNI up to my phone. Who I call's unknown, all I know is I beige box alone. reprogram my phone, change my ESN, your cell is cloned. Technique is well known, even so I do all this. You're calling car, lets me call everybody. From Paris to the San Fernando Valley. Someday I wish someone would share my hobby. To end my freak
I've never heard of 11-pound tadpoles.